The other day, we talked about the proposal to increase filing fees for immigration appeals. Today, I want to outline some important issues about appeals that all immigrants should know. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Challenges to immigration judge decisions are reviewed by the Board of Immigration Appeals. The board is commonly referred to as the BIA. The board has a maximum of 21 judges. In 2018, the latest years for which statistics exist, the BIA received 39,028 appeals. That means when the BIA is fully staffed, each board member must handle 1,858 cases per year. Put another way, this equals 155 decisions per board member per month. Assuming a 40-hour work week, 50 weeks per year, each board member works 2,000 hours per year. This equals then about 1.4 hours per case. And that's in a best-case scenario. If absences due to illness, training, conferences, or even coffee breaks are calculated, then the time spent on each appeal is even less. And besides the 39,000 plus appeals arising from immigration court, the BIA also has to deal with about 10,500 other cases which do not arise from judicial decisions. It's an open question how often justice, fairness, and due process prevails in such a truncated system. That's the bad news. But against this background, I perceive some potential positives related to the increased filing fees. First, additional funds could be spent to improve our immigration appellate system. More staff and modern technology would be a big plus for immigration courts. Second, frivolous appeals would be reduced. To the extent some individuals are encouraged to file frivolous appeals, the new payment level may provide a disincentive for them. This could mean less appeals. How many, of course, is unknown, thereby freeing up scarce resources for cases with substantive challenges. Third, the increased fees should alert immigrants that filing an appeal is a serious matter. In most situations, appeals are too technical and too complex to be handled on a pro per basis or with the help of a notario or family member. Serious cases should be taken seriously. Thanks for listening. And keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems. Because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.